As any of you who have listened to me know, not only do I have a great passion for the collision industry that I've been a part of for over 45 years, but my real passion over the past several years has been helping others with mindset development in whatever format I can. From one-on-one visits with those on the front lines of collision repair, through the messages I share on this weekly podcast, when I'm coaching a client, or on our monthly Collision Cocktail Hour Zoom call that I co-host with five other industry experts. I'm always looking for ways to help others understand the power of mindset and how to make improvements that can bring more growth, happiness, and success in their personal or professional lives.
Welcome to the Mind Wrench Podcast with your host, Rick Sellover, where minor adjustments produce major improvements in mindset, personal growth, and success. This is the place to be every Monday, where we make small improvements and take positive actions in our business and personal lives that will make a major impact in our success, next level growth, and quality of life.
Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to the Mind Wrench Podcast. I'm your host, Rick Sellover. Thanks so much for stopping in. If you're a returning listener and haven't done so already, please take a minute and click the follow or subscribe button, and then rate and review the show. When you rate and review the show, the algorithms for Apple, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeartRadio, Amazon Music, and all the other platforms will see that it's valuable and show it to more people that have never seen it before. And hopefully, it can help them too. I would really, really, really appreciate your help sharing this word with your friends and family as well. And if you're a brand new listener, welcome. I hope you find something of value here that helps you in your personal or professional life as well. Please make sure to click the subscribe or follow button so you never miss another episode. As any of you who have listened to me know, not only do I have a great passion for the collision industry that I've been a part of for over 45 years, but my real passion over the past several years has been helping others with mindset development in whatever format I can. From one-on-one visits with those on the front lines of collision repair, through the messages I share on this weekly podcast, when I'm coaching a client, or on our monthly Collision Cocktail Hour Zoom call that I co-host with five other industry experts, I'm always looking for ways to help others understand the power of mindset and how to make improvements that can bring more growth, happiness, and success in their personal or professional lives. Well, I was recently listening to a keynote speech that really hit me as a I have to share this one type of message, all right? Darren Hardy is an author, advisor. He's a former publisher of Success Magazine, a business leader, and a keynote speaker. There's a great clip from his one-hour keynote that just hits home and resonated with me on the subject of mindset that I wanted to share with you this week. I think you'll enjoy it. Here's Darren.
So let me talk to you next about how I develop my skills. Here's what I see as the great gap between the haves and the have-nots, and it will get wider and wider and wider. The path to the American dream used to be very simple. Get the highest education, get a good job, climb the ladder, get a pension, get the house with the white picket fence. Easy, easy, easy. No big deal. Well, today, the world is flat. We're all technically connected to each other. Now your competition isn't the business down the street. It isn't your local chamber of commerce. It's every chamber of commerce in the world, as well as every second bedroom and basement occupied by a teenager and a laptop. They're all your competition. That has set up this epic opportunity of better than ever in human history. It has also created epic competition. So it is not going to be your academic degree, and it's certainly not going to be your corporate training that's going to give you the advantage. It is going to be your ever-developing and evolving skills, your emotional resilience, your ability to adapt to change, your ability to present, your ability to communicate, your ability to network, your ability to develop personal brand. I'm talking to the choir because you're here. But at the same time, this is the great divide. Few people will have the ability to proactively go out and develop their skills, and so the have-nots will get bigger. But the haves will also get bigger. And the bridge between that gap is a skills gap. So let me tell you a philosophy that I learned very early on when I was 18 years old. Somebody said, here's how you want to structure your financial life. It's a 10-10 plan. So you want to take the first 10% of any money you make and you want to give it back to help others. We've all heard that, right? Tithe 10% to help others. But this is the other key point. You want to take the other 10% and you want to tithe it to yourself. You want to use 10% of every dollar you make and reinvest it in your own personal development. Now, when I made $150,000 a year as an 18-year-old, $15,000, no big deal. You make $500,000, $50,000, you make $1 million, $100,000, you know, make several million, it becomes more and more difficult to spend that kind of money. However, interestingly enough, the top CEOs, the top athletes, the Olympic champions, they all have the highest paid coaches they can find. Why? Because they know that that is the separating factor to them going on and becoming world champions. So take 10%. This is how you fund your skill development. 10% of all your income goes back into reinvesting in your own personal development. Brian Tracy, very early on when I was still a teenager, I learned this from him. He said, for every dollar you invest in your personal development, it adds at least $30 to your bottom line. Now, where can you go get a 3,000% ROI anywhere in the financial markets today? Where can you get a 300%? Where can you get a 30%? So instead of putting it in your 401k, instead of putting it into the savings account or buying equities or stocks, trust me, the best investment you possibly can make for your economic future, for your retirement plan, is to invest it in your own evolving personal development. So we talked about the mind, and let me just give you two things to just always run it through. There are two things you need to do with your mind. There's an old Cherokee tale. Grandfather's talking to his grandson, and he says, grandson, inside each of us are two wolves, and they are at war with each other. And one wolf is a bad wolf. It's angry, it's fearful, it's nasty, it's lazy. And then there is a good wolf, and it is giving and loving and abundant and disciplined. And the grandchild looks up at the grandfather and says, well, which wolf is going to win? And the grandfather smiles and said, whichever you feed.
Have you ever looked in the mirror and said to yourself, how come I'm not further along than this? Or why can't I ever seem to get ahead? Are you frustrated with life, unsure of your future, wanting to make a change in your current situation, but too scared to make that next move? Maybe you want to reach that next level in life or in your business, but not sure what the right move is. Or maybe you feel the best thing to do is nothing at all. Many of you may not know, but along with hosting my own weekly podcast, I'm a personal development, mindset, business, and life coach, where I focus on helping people with self-development, mindset, and how to make positive changes in their lives. And trust me, with all the negativity we've had to deal with these past 2 years, I think we all need some positivity. Positive change and a fresh approach to our life or our business. Sometimes talking to the right person can make all the difference. If you really want to start making those changes in your life, take action right now. Reach out and email, text, call, or direct message me as soon as possible. Do it right now. I'll set you up with a free consultation call and pre-qualify you for either the one-on-one or business coaching that you really need to get your life or your business on the right track to success. Appointments are available right now.
Inside each of us is a bad wolf and a good wolf. Anything you see on news media, any heinous act you see other human beings doing to the world or to each other, inside each of us lies that potentiality. Everything you see is a part of your nature as well. But what gets demonstrated determines what's been fed. My mentor Jim Rohn said, you got to take the worst of your nature and drive it into a small corner. And you got to take the best of our nature and you need to build it and embolden it and make it and grow it. And so realize at all times you are feeding one of these two wolves inside of you. And the one that will win is the one that you feed the most. So number one is protect your mind. Go like this with your mind as much as possible. I personally do not ever listen to any news media at all whatsoever. I know that some people think that's crazy and makes you ignorant and all the rest of that crap. I seem to be doing pretty good. I am really cognizant that inside is an 8-year-old brain, and I do not want it subject to just whatever news media wants to fill it. Now, I just suggest for you, go on a news media diet. If you need to figure out what's going on for 20 minutes, be very selective, fine, but protect it vigilantly, because it will beat a path to your door. I mean, I can't walk through an airport without Wolf Blitzer being on, and he's throwing the Situation Room. The world's coming to an end. Every freaking 5 minutes, the world's coming to an end. So number one is protect it. And then number two is to feed it. Number two is to find as much clean, clear water as you possibly can flush through it on an ongoing and regular basis. And so I consider the feeding of my mind like a race. And it's a race between everybody else in the world. How often and how abundantly can I feed my mind positive and instructional and inspiring messages? And so I suggest every time you are driving in your car, my car does not move without gas or some sort of instructional CD going. Some CDs I've listened to 60, 80 times. The Challenge to Succeed by Jim Rohn, I've listened to that thing 80 times by now. Same thing over and over again. I'm not even really listening to the message, but it's elevating my mind anyway. So while you exercise or work out is a great time, feed the mind. While you walk the dogs is a great time to feed your mind. Now, if you're lazy, you can walk the dogs like this as long as you got your personal development on. Really lazy, make the damn dog drive itself. You sit in the passenger seat, make sure you're feeding your mind.
Well, I hope you enjoyed that clip, and it gives you yet another perspective on the importance of having the right mindset and how to help tune it in. You can find the complete keynote speech, it's about an hour long, on YouTube. I'll leave a link to it in the show notes. Well, that's all I had for you today. Thanks again for tuning in. I really appreciate your support, and I hope you have a great week. I can always be reached at www.ricksilover.com, where you can find all my social media links, podcast episodes, blog posts, and much more.